We are at the St. Clair Inn. It's a work in progress. Next year, you'll have a chance to, have dinner here, stay here, rent one of these bungalows, which is where we are this morning, which is essentially, it's a house. They've got like three little houses right here on the property, which is going to be very, very nice. Joining us right now, the guy who's pulling it all together and making it happen, the general contractor on the project, Dan Brennan. Dan, good morning.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks for having us.
And from what company?
West Haven Builders.
Your mason is here as well, Mike Moore. Mike, good morning.
Good morning.
And Mike, you're from?
ML Moore & Associates.
I want to start with you, Mike. What's the biggest challenge in a project like this?
Blending it in, making it look 100 years old.
So, I mean, and how do you do that? You take a new brick and marry it with the existing brick, because a lot of the existing brick, right,
and we struggled with the mortar color.
Yeah.
The mortar was the hardest part, getting the color.
But you got
It's never perfect, but we tried to get it. To blend in as close as we can.
How's the weather been for you on this project, I gotta ask?
Wet. Wet and hot.
Doesn't help.
We're looking forward to the fall.
Well, yeah, and that's the other big challenge is that, pretty soon you're going to have to do a lot of inside work because you can't work outside in the winter.
Yeah, I mean, we're still going to work outside. We're just going to have to get more inventive in how we keep things rolling. I mean, that's a big challenge. But up here in Michigan, we're used to it. I don't think the California guys realize what we can do here in the winter if we set our minds to it. We got heat. We'll build tents. In fact, I asked the landscaper if he's ever laid pavers in January and February, and he's like, "No, I don't think I've ever done that." He's like, "Well, you probably will be doing it this year." So one way or the other, we're going to keep the project rolling.
What is the biggest challenge in a project like this?
In this particular project, it's space. Believe it or not, we've got a lot of challenges. Don't get me wrong, but. I think we're really filling it closing in because we've literally have so much stuff packed into this little area, and in the time frame where everybody's here, everybody's working, there's just no room to put anything, and there's no room for anybody to navigate and move, and everybody's tripping over each other, and that's a challenge. And honestly, these guys have been great out here. They haven't no bad attitudes, nobody, making it difficult.
Don't fight you.
No, honestly, it's been great. I really think these guys have a vision for what we're trying to do here, and we're all pulling in the same direction, really. So,
well, this is a prestige project. I mean, all the guys working on this project at some point are going to be able to say that I worked on that, I built that.
Right. I think for most guys here, it's pretty close to our hearts. I mean, we've watched it all our lives, parents, grandparents have worked here, and a lot of the guys that are working here one way at one point or another. So it all has a special meaning, not just the place, but they know what it's doing in the community. So it's a great project. I feel blessed and humbled to be a part of it, to be honest with you.
Well, yeah, as a contractor, you've got to look at places and kind of daydream about, oh man, I'd love to get my hands on a property like that. Imagine what it would be like. So when you got the job, I mean, what was that like?
Honestly, I spent hours here for probably a year and a half prior to ever pulling the trigger. So, I mean, when we got the green light, I mean, it was, I had planned and went over exactly how I would do this. And I mean, I think a lot of guys in this industry, they figure it all out and then they never get the job. And so to have the opportunity to put everything into play that, you dream about, not to mention, basically, resuscitating a building that was on its last leg. Everybody likes the whole restore thing, everybody does cars and stuff like that. So to bring back a 100-year-old building, to its former glory and then some, honestly, that's why I say I come to work and I feel like I shouldn't get paid, to be honest with you. I'm having a blast every day.
Don't let Jeff hear you.
No, I know.
Let's talk about the and then some, because people have memories of the St. Clair, and so they are expecting, well, I'm going to go to the St. Clair, and I'm going to see the place that I saw, 10, 15 years ago when I went to the St. Clair. And some of that will be there, but there will be some new amenities, too.
I think it's going to be interesting from the fact that it'll still have the same feel and look, but, we're striving to take it back to 1926. And really, there's very few people, if any, that have, really saw it, because it started changing in the 30s. And then progressively, every 5 or 6 years, they were constantly adding or changing something. So really, we're taking it back to its original roots, which most people haven't seen. So in a way, nobody has seen it that way, but it's going to be in a good way. The windows we're putting in are historically accurate. I mean, those were taken out in the 60s. you know, and just it goes on and on, stripping it back. That's, I think, the cool part is, yes, it'll look like the old inn, but it's going to look even better than the old inn, you know, did.
What kind of surprises have you found along the way?
Honestly, the guys that built the original building were visionary in of sorts, because what we never expected to see was a building that was something you would see in New York City. The internal structure of the building has a steel superstructure. Most people look at this building and think it's just an old wood building, but it's actually all steel and concrete. There's very, very little wood in this building at all. The only wood you see is the roof and the trim. That was a major surprise. We didn't expect that at all. So because of it, it's an extremely stout, strong building. It's a testament to the guys that built it.
Yeah, and I guess if you've ever spent a winter on the St. Clair River, you know that you need to have something to love.
Not to mention the ground conditions. You're right on the water. It's a honestly, the building was, it's been great to see how they did it, you know, back then. You know, they didn't cut any corners. And I think that's kind of poetic in a way, because we're not cutting any corners in everything we're doing here. So
yeah,
I think that's been great.
Looks like you're doing it right, and all the brickwork is going to be amazing, too.
Years,
so. So, yeah, good for 100 years, and then some. Absolutely. Guys, thanks a lot for being here, and thanks for the good work you're doing. Appreciate it very much. We're at St. Clair Inn here on WPHM on this Tuesday morning. Work in progress, and they're going great guns, talking with Dan Brennan and Mike Moore. It is 27 past 7 o'clock.